Yes, yes. Blessings and love. Welcome, welcome. I'd like to take today to once again put blessings and thanks upon the station as we soon come to a close. It's been a great, great time with you guys, and I hope we can finish off strong. I know there's a lot going on in the world, and we need to take a moment and give thanks for our safety, for our families, our friends, all these opportunities that we're given. And at this time, I'd like to mention that the city of Kitchener is situated on the traditional territory of the neutral Anishinaabeg and Haudenosaunee peoples. I recognize it's my responsibility to care for the land and honor the caretakers by treating it with love and respect. Let's continue this journey, this movement, this community that we've developed together, and I'm so grateful to share space with you. And I thank you for listening and taking the time out of each week for us to spend time together. So I truly hope that you enjoy tonight's show, and let's just vibes. Yeah. Yes, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We have an incredible person to introduce to you, my dear friend, Charisse Tharab. She's an award-winning Trinidadian-born Canadian, creative art director, photographer, and writer based in Toronto. Since 2007, she has worked in advertising at creative agencies in Toronto, London, New York, New Jersey, and has lived briefly in Rome and Amsterdam, where she has worked as a creative director and musical festival reporter, respectively. So, Charisse, thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. It's been a long time. We reconnected recently. I know we met back in the day at Spence Diamonds.
Yeah.
We were both aspiring to be, and you and I connected right away. And we've been friends ever since. Yeah. And I'm just super grateful to have you here sharing this experience with me. Thank you.
Me too. I'm very excited. And I'm always so in awe of everything you do. So being your friend for all these years and seeing all you've done and now being a part of this endeavor is really wonderful.
I appreciate you so much. So Charisse, I want to ask you, can you tell us about yourself and your development as an art director and what your role entails?
All right. I am senior art director at TD Canada at the moment. I work in a division of TD called Agency 361, where we focus on all of the communication that is seen by customers and across the enterprise.
Wonderful.
So you might see my work on billboards, print ads, videos, online and offline, in branches, at ATM screens, anywhere where the TD brand lives is what I create for. So my job entails creating the concept for multimedia campaigns, creative campaigns. So I might, as I mentioned, work on a print ad. I might also work on the concept for a video or commercial that lives on or offline. So I would come up with that idea, come up with how it plays out, work with a team to bring it to life, in selecting the music to go along with the visuals, selecting the visuals to make sure that it's it represents the brand, and just making sure that the whole campaign looks like it's one. So that idea should translate to all media. So that's what I do today.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for 15 years.
Wow.
I graduated from OCAD, which is Art and Design University in Toronto. I went there for advertising. Also went to Ryerson for interactive design and development, and more recently went back for film studies. So that is how I do art direction and directing and bring all of my creative interests into my job.
That sounds absolutely amazing. And I think that a lot of people may be connecting to this because there's so much entailed with this type of career. So how do we find you online if people want to look for your work or to follow up with you perhaps?
So my work can be found in a few different places. My advertising art direction portfolio can be found at cheristherab.com. Cheristherab. In fact, at that on that site, you can find me in multiple places. I guess Instagram is what I use most. My photography lives on cherise.myportfolio.com. And my Instagram is more focused on my lifestyle.
Perfect. All right. So from my understanding, you are one of the few Black art directors across Canada. How has your identity played a role in your career development?
Starting my career in Toronto was quite difficult. There were challenges as I was not just a young art director, but being female and a Black female came with its challenges. I went to every agency that I respected, and my work was well respected, but once I was seen, I faced different challenges. That was one of the things that pushed me to move, because I felt very comfortable in my skin. I was born and raised in Trinidad, and pride for who I am was instilled in me from a very early age, and I had examples of Black and brown people who I respected and admired. So I always had a confidence in myself and a high self-esteem, and I said, well, if you can't love me for who I am, then that's your loss. And I went on, and I kept pushing through. I was resilient in what I did. I did face some racism here, but that pushing me to leave led me to even greater things.
Absolutely.
And with all the experiences that I've had living around the world, I was able to come back and demand even more for myself. It has been a challenge, but I would not call it a barrier.
Right.
Just because I'm not going to change. This is who I am.
Yes.
So you can either see it as a blessing, as I do, or not benefit from it. I'm not going to waste my time.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's about you being true to yourself and respecting yourself. And you have that right because you are great. Everything that you have done that I've seen, even personally, has just been completely fantastic. Absolutely. And I really, really appreciate you and respect you for the work that you do. And I know that music has been an influence in your life, but also in your work. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
So music influences me and is a part of my life and work in many different ways. On a more personal note, music acts as a positive voice for me to keep doing what I do. Musicians as well, I look them up and I read their stories, and I see how their development as creatives has pushed them to reach their highest self. So I have looked to music and musicians to keep me on the right path.
I love that.
To remind me of my ability.
Amen.
And when I select music for the work that I do, I think about that as well. I want the music that I select to impact people to enjoy whatever I create.
I love that. And I think that's super powerful. And a very thought out process, in fact. Like, it's not random, you know, and it's not just about based on sound itself, but it's actually based on message. Am I correct?
Yes, yes, yes. It is very much based on message, because the words that people choose to share. I use words from the music I love to just keep me going.
Yeah.
From Kanye West. I know he's a controversial musician, but some of his early work really impacted and pushed me to keep going. Hearing the stories of the development of those artists really reminded me of the fact that there's more of my journey that I need to experience, yeah, and there's more that I need to fulfill. So yeah, music is very, very impactful. It also roots me to my culture and to myself. So I listen to a wide range of music from across the world. I seek it out. It helps me create bonds, mm-hmm, with people who might think that they have nothing in common with me. Right. I'm able to approach music and be like, hey, well, you know, here's a connection.
Exactly.
So I feel like music, whether personal or as a means of connecting, has been a very powerful part of my life.
I agree with that, and I also feel the same. And that point that you brought up about it helping you connect people, I think that that is also why I think music is such a beautiful thing, because, yeah, we can immediately, you meet somebody even on the street in a different country, and you're connecting with them, you're at a festival, or you're at, you know, a performance, yep, or whatever, and it's just like, oh, you like this too? Yeah, I like this too. Oh, you like this person? Yeah, I like that person. It's it's amazing. And I really like how that you think about these things and use them in your work, but also in your personal life and in, for your coping as well, I would say, right? And just your daily life.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to know something. This is a kind of a different question. I haven't asked this before, but I want to know what the best advice you've received along your path is.
The best advice that I've been given is leave when it doesn't feel good anymore.
Yes.
I feel that a lot of the time we have is spent doing things that we feel we have to do. Leaving when it didn't feel right, mm-hmm, as difficult as it can be and has been, has allowed me to really step into situations that are even better for me.
Yeah.
So I have been able to let go of things that I was done with.
Right.
Or phases in my life that I needed to step away from and step into something better or greater, mm-hmm, because of that advice.
Yes.
And that works on all levels. That works on a personal and professional level. We feel like we have to stay in jobs or stay in homes or situations.
Very true.
Because of whatever reason we give ourselves. But I have felt that the other side of that fear and the other side of these situations are scary, but always better.
I think that's an amazing challenge that you've overcome. And I think that a lot of us, I think even in today's society, like, they kind of train us to be that way, you know, like, we're supposed to, I call it like being like cattle, you know, we're just supposed to show up and shuffle, and we're all at the subway at the same time, we're all moving at the same schedule, we're all doing, you know, everything at once, whether we're happy, yeah, unhappy, whether it's affecting our mental health or not, and it's to make that dollar, right? And sometimes, like, you're, if I'm hearing you correctly, even if you have to maybe take a pay cut, but do something that you love, or something that is better for you mentally or physically, that can go farther than that dollar in the long run.
Yeah.
And it can also lead you to different career paths, right? Or different situations that benefit you.
Yes, different realizations about yourself. And you know what? In some cases, I have taken a pay cut. Mm-hmm. And that's because I had worked so hard that I felt happy,
right,
at the level that I was at, but I also realized that I had neglected my health.
Exactly.
So I needed to be at a level that was less demanding. And that in itself is very important too, just recognizing when you have to maintain,
yes,
and work at a certain level. So, and from there, once I left that phase of my life, I was able to demand more, mm-hmm, a higher salary,
right,
but that's what I was worth. And these changes keep happening, and whether you're going up, down, or maintaining, mm-hmm, it's important to know when to change. So that's the advice that I would give to anyone. Just know when to make a move that is beneficial for you, because the time we're given in life is all yours. It's yours to manage and your life to live.
I love that. That's so beautiful. And are there some things that you're doing freelance now, or is there anything, or is it just TD that you're mainly working with? Because I know that you were thinking about branching off and kind of doing your own thing.
I am focusing mainly on TD these days in terms of what I do creatively.
So
I am not freelancing at the moment. However, I'm about to take a sabbatical, 6 month sabbatical.
Nice.
Really focus on my own projects, to focus on writing for screen. I'd like to do some directing. I'd like to do a lot more writing.
Yes.
For of different formats. So I've given myself the time. I've requested the time off.
Perfect.
From my job, and I will be focusing on my pursuits and my passions for the next 6 months.
That sounds amazing, and I'm extremely excited to see what you come up with. Guys, you need to check out Charisse the Rab. I'm going to send all of her details afterwards once I get all her handles, and I make sure to post those for you guys. And I'm going to definitely be playing Charisse's music of inspiration and perhaps some things that she's used in her work. But Charisse, I want to thank you so much for your time and your energy and your passions and your views. I know we've learned a lot. Thank you. And I can't wait to see you and hang out soon. But this was an amazing experience.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for thinking of me and having me here. Thank you for this platform, for giving me a space to share everything I do. And I hope that this lifts someone as well. I hope that this gives someone the inspiration to do whatever they love or take that break that they need and reach out to me.
I agree.
Instagram, email, wherever you want to. If you have more questions about being an art director or what it's like working in this field, I would love to chat.
That is so amazing. Everybody listening, thank you so much. And Charisse, we're going to play your tracks and get the party started. I hope you have a great evening.
Yeah.
Blessings and love.
Blessings and love, everyone.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Wow. It's J1. Chicka J1.
If you can't accept the flaws in me, what if I say something I regret? What if you wish we never met? I'm scared to learn to love. I'm scared. Say don't worry, you say no matter what, you'll stay. I keep expecting you to leave, but you keep showing up for me. But I'm scared. If you're I'm searching for.
J1 Music.
Yes, yes, have to give it up to Charisse the Rab once again. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening in tonight on the Inside About Creative and Art Directing. You can find Charisse at www.charissetherab.myportfolio.com as well as www.charissetherab.com and on Instagram at charissetherab. And we have a first-year student with her new single, Searching, Melanie Cabral. And we gotta give it up to her. Big ups, Melanie. Check her out on all streaming platforms. And you can check her Instagram at Melanie Cabral Official. So once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that we have a great week. Let's just keep things going as we go through the next crunch of these last weeks of school. We can do this together. All right? Peace and one love.